This report, this oral report, is an abbreviated version of the written report to be circulated later under my own responsibility. This report is intended to take stock of progress made in the Committee on Trade and Environment in special session since my last written report to the Trade Negotiations Committee in July of 2008. It also aims at identifying the areas that will require further attention from members to bring negotiations to a successful conclusion on all three parts of the mandate in paragraph 31 of the Doha Declaration. The work program set out in my July 2008 report, which was updated in October 2009 to include new timelines, has guided the continuation of work up to now. Firstly, under paragraph 31.1 of the Doha Ministerial Declaration, relating to the relationship between existing WTO rules and specific trade obligations set out in multilateral environmental agreements, members' proposals for an outcome are described in my written report to the TNC, and to recall, they fall within five main clusters. First, the importance of national coordination to enhance mutual supportiveness of trade and environment, and the value of experience sharing in this regard. How the CTESS discussions on specific trade obligations set out in MEAs could be reflected in an outcome. Dispute settlement or legal principles, technical assistance to developing country members, and lastly, general principles. I will be holding further dedicated discussions on these five clusters of issues with the objective of achieving more clarity and specificity in terms of language in order to move to text-based negotiations in this area. Secondly, under paragraph 31.2 on procedures for regular information exchange between MEA secretariats and the relevant WTO committees, and the criteria for the granting of observer status are at a slightly more advanced stage, as already noted in my July report. Members have identified elements drawn from the proposals on the table that could be included in an outcome. Several of these elements, which are reflected in Annex 2 of my written report, have already garnered broad support from the membership. As there are still some outstanding issues that will require further consultations, I will be holding further consultations with members on the elements of 31.2 in the context of text-based negotiations. Lastly, under paragraph 31.3, on the reduction or, as appropriate, elimination of tariff and non-tariff barriers to environmental goods and services, further progress has been made pursuant to the work program since my last report to the TNC. With regard to the identification of environmental goods of interest to members and the clarification of approaches to achieving the mandate, as we have received a number of new submissions and have been circulated in these respects. Additionally, two workshops on environmental goods and services were organized by the Secretariat in September of 2009 and February 2010. These have contributed to deepen members' understanding of the environmental goods and services sector, as well as the use of environmental technologies in different environmental activities. To recall, the work program under paragraph 31.3 called for submissions identifying environmental goods of interest to members across as many categories as possible, and or environmental goods identified and in any requests or offers members would have made to others. In addition, the work program called also for submission on potential tariff treatment for the goods identified, including special and differential treatment, and any proposals on non-tariff barriers and other development-related aspects, as well as proposals or clarifications of the approaches on how to deliver on the mandate. The question of the approach used to reduce or eliminate tariffs and NTBs to environmental goods pursuant to the mandate remains open. Based on the proposals on the table, Members could reduce or eliminate tariff and non-tariff barriers on the basis of an agreed set of environmental goods or by undertaking commitments as a result of a request offer procedure to be carried out within a specified period of time, or by making concessions with respect to goods used in projects, for instance, under the Clean Development Mechanism of the Kyoto Protocol. With respect to S&D, it may be possible to identify through further consultations options for S&D treatment that would be considered acceptable to all delegations. On non-tariff barriers, there are some proposals on the table relating, for instance, to the harmonization of standards on organic products and energy-efficient goods, as well as a suggestion to revert to examples of NTBs presented in the workshops. The importance of development-related issues, including issues of technical assistance, capacity building, transfer of technology, has been emphasized by several members, and some delegations have foreshadowed that they may come forward with more specific ideas on how to integrate these aspects in the outcome. Let me also note that several delegations have made reference to the linkages between the work of the CTESS under paragraph 31.3 and the work of other negotiating groups, in particular as regards the work of the Council for Trade in Services in special session on environmental services, which is an integral part of the mandate under 31.3. Concerning next steps, members in 31.3 will need to start reviewing what is on the table and engage in focused discussions and provide further outcome-specific submissions and proposals. The proposals recently submitted in late 2009 and early this year are encouraging, as is the fact that a number of delegations have foreshadowed that they would soon be making contributions to the identification exercise as well as on other aspects of the mandate. With respect to the work of the CTESS in general, let me conclude, therefore, this report by noting that some progress has been made over the last year. However, members will have to continue to work in a constructive spirit on all aspects of the 31 mandate, with a view to achieving convergence and a coherent and substantially meaningful result that provides a win for trade, development, and the environment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.